Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 17th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a major diplomatic breakthrough may be closer than expected. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance says President Donald Trump could release details of a preliminary agreement with Iran before a formal signing ceremony scheduled for Friday in Geneva. Vance described the Memorandum of Understanding as a short framework document that lays out commitments on regional stability and preventing Iran from developing nuclear weapons. U.S. officials say the Strait of Hormuz is expected to reopen once the agreement is signed, while Iran has confirmed a new round of talks aimed at negotiating a permanent settlement. Though both sides are presenting the framework as progress, key issues including sanctions relief and nuclear oversight remain unresolved, making the next phase of negotiations critical. Another news. Authorities say a potentially deadly attack was stopped before it could unfold. The FBI and Justice Department announced the arrest of five men accused of plotting to attack Sunday's UFC event at the White House, which was attended by President Trump and thousands of spectators. Prosecutors allege the group planned to use explosive-laden drones to create panic before snipers targeted high-profile figures and additional attackers stormed White House grounds. Investigators say the suspects communicated through encrypted messaging platforms and discussed grievances ranging from government corruption to conspiracy theories. FBI Director Kash Patel called it a successful multi-state operation. The case comes amid growing concerns over political violence and extremism in the United States. Around the world, world leaders are tightening the screws on Moscow. Meeting at the G7 summit in France, leaders agreed to expand pressure on Russia in an effort to end the war in Ukraine, now entering its fifth year. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky joined discussions and met with President Donald Trump, who said Russia should make a deal to end the conflict. French officials said the group agreed to pursue stronger sanctions targeting Russian oil and gas revenues. Britain announced new restrictions on vessels linked to Russia's energy exports, while Canada unveiled sanctions against entities connected to Moscow's so-called shadow fleet. Despite continued Russian attacks, Western leaders argued that Ukraine remains resilient and that sustained pressure could help move negotiations forward. Another news, tensions in the English Channel have triggered a new diplomatic concern. Russia says one of its warships fired warning shots at a UK-registered yacht after it allegedly approached on a dangerous course near the Isle of Wight. According to Russian officials, signal flares and audible warnings were ignored before the frigate, Admiral Grigorovich, fired small arms shots in the yacht's direction. British authorities confirmed they are investigating the incident and said no injuries or damage were reported. The encounter comes just days after British commandos boarded a suspected Russian sanctions-busting oil tanker in the channel. While officials describe the yacht incident as isolated, it highlights growing friction between Russia and Britain in increasingly contested waters. Another news. A controversial decision in the occupied West Bank is drawing sharp criticism. Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich announced that management authority over the Cave of the Patriarchs, known to Muslims as the Ibrahimi Mosque, has been transferred away from the Palestinian municipality of Hebron to an Israeli-controlled body. The site is sacred to Jews, Muslims, and Christians, and has long been governed under arrangements established in the 1990s. Palestinian officials condemn the move as a violation of existing agreements and international law. Israeli settlement advocates described it as a step toward greater sovereignty in the area. The decision is likely to deepen tensions over control of religious and historical sites in the region. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.